waffle.
Oh, welcome back to the decaf waffle.
Guess what I found.
Oh. Okay.
Oops.
Why did I say that?
Let's just start again, innit?
Nah, see, this is what happens when you have an Apple product.
Oh, shit. We spoke about this in the last podcast.
No, see, this is completely your fault,
Andrew. Yeah, see, okay. Google wouldn't do that.
Let's start again.
Welcome back to the decaf waffle.
It's going to be an informal podcast, this one.
All right, calm.
Because I've lined up a few would you rather questions.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're going to have... It's going to be a very random discussion, this podcast. Any remarks before we get into it?
I'm kind of like anxious to start this would you rather.
Yeah, so you guys have no idea what these are. Don't. I've just come up with them before we started.
It was a bit rude of you not to share.
Yeah, but I wanted to get your organic reaction to them, you know?
Right.
So make you stop you overthinking about everything.
All right, let's go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, okay, I will say there's a mix of serious and completely stupid ones as well.
Okay. There might be some I refuse to answer.
Oh, come on.
It can't be that serious.
Isn't it? It's not that serious.
All right, okay.
Okay, let's start with a very standard one. Would you rather be able to speak every language or speak to animals?
Every language.
Ooh. Every language.
I didn't know about that, actually.
Every language.
It's a difficult one.
Nah, okay. Why would you need to speak to animals?
That's true. We live in London.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I agree.
Different types of people everywhere.
Animals would be so cool, bro.
It would be cool. But you know what? I'm really scared of spiders, so I don't know if I want to be able to communicate with them.
Yeah, but then you can ask them, what are you doing here?
No.
Do you pay rent?
Oh, okay, fair enough. I'd be like, how did you get into my house? Please explain to me, because none of the doors or windows were open.
There's a hole here.
Can you locate
it? Burn down the house and move away.
Oh, exactly.
No, listen.
You don't need to be that rude. It has feelings too.
No, yeah. No.
Maybe you'll learn to love spiders.
No, imagine. Definitely not. I can't.
Yeah, because you can't speak to them yet.
No, not having it.
No, okay, language. I refuse to speak
But
to
you
animals.
Can learn languages. You can't learn to speak to animals.
That's true.
I know, but
so
like,
I can know all animals.
Yeah, but then when you start animals. To learn a language, you have to spend all your time learning the language.
And
otherwise,
also,
you can't do anything else.
I lived in Saudi for 12, 13 years. My Arabic is awful.
Yeah, that's because you were growing up.
You were young.
You were like five, six.
No, I was born there. But like I went to an Arabic school as well. Like it was an Arabic English school.
Was it international
school?
Did
you go to an animal school?
No, I didn't. It was an international school, yes. But also like I've tried to learn languages. I can't. So I'd rather have the ability to learn languages because
it would be more useful for where we are.
Yeah.
It would be so much less cool.
You know what? You learn to speak to animals. I'll speak every language.
And we just stick together.
Yeah. That's it.
I like that. Rosa, where are you in this conversation?
Language. I'm with the languages, bro.
You learn that?
But you is when you're in Coventry,
yeah,
everyone's like, okay, so there's bare Chinese people, there's bare Polish people, there's bare Romanian people,
mm-hmm.
there's Iranis and Iraqis and Saudis,
and you can communicate with all of them.
I want to speak Arabic and Chinese so bad. So it's just
exactly
Arabic is a beautiful language.
The thing is, learning both those languages one simultaneously and all on its own is so hard. Like Chinese is on another level, and Arabic is on another level.
I think they're the hardest languages ever.
Do all animals speak the same language?
No, they don't.
No, because, so that's
because
why
a
you
cow,
speak
a
language.
Cow moos and a cat meows.
So I would know both. Mooing and
assuming.
Meowing.
I would like the ability to speak to any language.
How do you speak to a whale? Yeah, but the sound waves are going through the air and then the water.
Oh, listen. It's not so
way. Okay.
This was supposed to be an easy question. I choose language.
You choose language, brother.
Language.
I'm going to go animal just for diversity.
Thank you.
And then we can help each other out.
All right.
Okay.
Next one.
Next one. This is an important one, actually. I think, you know, it'll tell us a lot about how you are.
Oh.
Would you rather only be able to use a spoon or a fork?
See.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. You can only pick one and that's the only thing you can use.
Okay.
As a utensil.
Okay. What do I use a fork to eat that I can't use a spoon?
What do you eat pasta with?
You can eat pasta with a spoon.
What do you eat cake with? Because I eat cake with a fork.
I eat cake with a fork as well.
Yeah, and everyone says that's weird, but
I
eat cake with a fork.
No, so I also eat rice with a fork and everyone says that's weird.
You're gone.
Is that weird?
You
okay, never mind. My entire family eats rice with a fork.
Nah, people eat rice with a fork. It's not uncommon, but...
That's weird though.
You can eat everything with a spoon.
Oh, when I get chicken and rice, I eat with a fork.
Exactly.
Wait, my whole life's a lie.
Wait, what?
What am I doing?
When he goes to Pepe's, he gets chicken and rice,
and
he eats with his fork.
Because then I stab the chicken and eat that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, so this. Okay.
I guess I do. Wow.
But like, you can't have cereal with a fork, can you?
No, you can't. We don't need to eat cereal.
You can eat. Yeah, no. You can. Wait. You can.
I love
with
cereal.
A fork. Can you just wait for the milk to like soak the cereal.
Nah.
Enough to what you want, and then like grab all of them and then drink the milk.
I think the spoon is just more convenient.
Yeah, spoon is convenient.
I'm leaning towards fork.
Okay, really? What about noodles? Noodles,
I eat with a fork.
No, noodles you can also eat with a spoon, though.
You can also eat
with
a spoon.
Noodles?
Yeah.
That'd be so much harder with a spoon.
How? Yeah, but you just cut up the pasta then.
Nah, noodles, you put the fork in, spin it around.
Yeah, no. I use chopsticks instead, mate. It's wood.
No, it's the only utensil you can use.
Okay,
then I can't use knives either. How am I supposed to cut a steak?
It's a sharp spoon.
Wait, you know what? I disqualify.
There's no ruling against sharpening your spoon.
Exactly. I'm gonna use a spork instead.
That's
literally both of them together.
Though. Okay, fine. I choose spoon.
You choose spoon. Really?
I choose spoon.
Wow.
I think spoon is the better option.
I really thought.
Imagine you thought this was gonna be deep. It's not deep at all.
I think it's a fairly dumb question. Not gonna lie.
It's a dumb question. Yeah, of course.
Wait, what'd you guys choose?
Spoon.
For sure.
Oh, so weird, MJ. So weird.
I don't want to be the whole podcast like this.
Nah.
It was so odd.
Spoon, literally.
What can you eat?
You can't not eat anything with a spoon.
But you can do everything with a fork that you can do with a spoon.
Eat cereal with a fork. Go do it right now.
I'm not having cereal anymore.
Shut up.
On diet.
Cereal at night slaps. Go on.
No.
What else other than cereal? Soup. I don't eat soup. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'll drink it from a cup.
You can't have...
Curry.
Curry.
No, I can. Why?
How?
No, just curry by itself.
I can use a fork. I use my hands.
Cheeky.
Bit desi.
But I can use a fork.
What?
Yeah, of course.
No,
being special on purpose.
You know, purely because of cereal and soup, I would choose spoon.
Cereal and soup.
I really love my cereal
every day.
I don't have cereal every day, but I really like cereal.
I probably use a fork a lot more than a spoon.
So I think I do as well, but I would choose, because I don't have like cereal and soup every day. I probably have like rice. My mum would make rice most days, so I would use a fork every day because I eat rice with a fork.
Yeah.
So I think I would use a fork more, but I want to choose spoon. I don't know.
Not fair.
I'm choosing spoon.
I'm
though.
Targeted here.
Spoon just makes more sense.
In my head is like, why the hell would you choose a fork? Why
that
are you eating
it? That means in your regular life you're being special and using a fork.
I'm hating on myself. That's life, what's happening. Yeah. I'm just hating on myself.
After this question, he's waking up now.
All right, go for it.
Yeah?
Next one.
Okay, next one. Would you rather have a golden voice? I'll clarify what these mean.
Okay.
A golden voice or a silver tongue?
Oh.
Okay, explain them.
So a silver tongue would be. Like anything you say, people believe it. You know, like you can lie very easily. Everything's very smooth, like that sort of thing.
So you can waffle as much as you want,
you
and it'll be true.
As much as you want, or a golden voice would be like public speaking and sort of that sort of thing.
Okay, so I hate the way my voice sounds in real life.
Like how you say it and versus what you say, maybe. No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
So I thought
very similar.
Okay, so
very
I thought it kind of meant that because I hate the way I sound in real life and on this video.
Yeah.
I actually asked them to edit my entire bit out several times because I hate the way it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So for golden voice means that like my voice sounds better than what it currently is, then I'll take that any day.
But both is going to help your podcasting career. But this is a waffling podcast.
No, but I'd rather like the sound of my voice be better.
Really?
You'd
like to continue to say stupid.
My
well.
Whole life, I've hated the way my voice sounds.
Nah, golden voice.
Golden voice.
Yeah. Because then you can rally the masses to what you want.
Yeah. And no.
Whereas silver tongue, I thought silver tongue was more like deceptive.
Yeah, yeah.
As you, I can.
I guess so.
You can acquire it's the skill of a. Yeah. You can acquire the skill of having a silver tongue.
True. They like people in movies and stuff. They all have to have aesthetically pleasing voices.
Right? Yeah,
you just don't cast people that don't have that. So
I choose golden voice.
True.
Yeah, in commercials and stuff, voice acting.
The dude voice. From View Cinema that goes boom
boom.
What's the next bit?
boom. Darkness.
A little bit of darkness.
Maybe that one.
That one. So we're all set on. What are you?
I said golden voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're all set on that then.
MJ already kind of has the silver tongue.
No. My tongue is pink. What do you mean? Do you guys want to pick one or three?
Three?
Three.
Would you rather have 3 feet
no.
or 3 hands?
Three hands.
These are very serious questions we're asking on the.
Where would they go though? Where would the
like an extra foot?
As in the leg would be understandable.
Would my foot be the, leg, the size
leg.
Of
leg?
Huh?
Like a whole extra leg a whole or extra a whole leg. Extra hand? I don't think that's the question.
I'd go for arm. Arm, yeah.
An extra arm or an extra leg?
I feel like an extra leg is just a bit useless. You can do with an extra leg.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to run faster, would you?
No, I didn't think so. If anything, it'd actually, be
no.
harder.
You no, would. Let's assume you have full control of both. You could run madnesses then.
But then if everyone had three legs.
To be honest.
No, it's just you. You have no, three but, legs.
So no, I'm a freak.
No, hang on, hang on.
Either way.
Running with three legs would be weird. Because, okay, right now.
Buying shoes would be bear hard.
You'd have to buy two pairs of shoes. He's got a good shout there.
Even or, trousers, shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole question is difficult.
Because you buy more shoes than you do gloves.
Yeah.
You'd have to buy two pairs of shoes.
But also three arms.
Arms would be
fashion
helpful.
Is hard.
Visibly, arms, you'd see more, right? Than legs. But I don't know how you hide either one.
No, I feel like you'd see you just it? As much.
Because it's a bit freaky, isn't it?
No, okay.
Join the circus,
wait, I didn't get finished.
Yeah.
If you have three legs, right now, mm-hmm. we have two legs. So our walking sequence is 1, 2.
Yeah.
But if we have three legs, our walking sequence would be 1, 2,
maybe
three,
it'd be like
2, 1. 2, 3.
That's bare
like,
weird.
Like wheels on a carriage. Yeah, 2, then, 1. Then,
you know what? You just jump everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, would it be 2?
I don't know how you want to run, Rosa. You run how you want to.
1 and 3 and then 2 and 1 and 3 and 2.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. I'd imagine that like 2 to propel you forward and then that 1 just to keep the balance and then propel you forward again with 2. I'm imagining an old school cart.
Or even like crutches.
Yeah, that's literally like crutches, yeah.
Okay, I think I'm going to go with an extra arm though.
Yeah,
I think it'd be more useful.
Arm would be more useful. You'd catch a punch in midair.
Actually, you've got a point there. Arm would just be...
Typing, you can type on a laptop and text at the same time.
Mission Impossible, the new one. The new one.
Fallout.
There's a new one?
Mission Impossible? No. Men in Black.
Men in Black?
Yes, I've seen the new Men in Black.
She has
an
extra arm.
Who?
Does the villain.
Does she?
Rhea?
Who's the... Oh, she does.
Rhea.
I don't know what her name is, but...
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't remember who the villain is.
She looked like Cleopatra. She was an alien.
Oh, yes. I remember. I watched that movie with you guys.
Yeah. We all watched it together.
Yeah. Oh, okay, no, I'd choose three arms though. Three legs just seems a bit useless. Well, why do I need an extra leg?
And how fast do you need to get places?
I back that as well. Arms.
Arms?
It'd just be so much more useful in everything, daily life.
Yeah.
Could do everything 1.5 times as quick.
You could catch that thing that you've dropped.
Essays.
You catch that thing you dropped.
True. Essays would be a lot faster to write as well.
But what's holding you back when you write essays? Your arms or your brain?
Nah, it's because I can't research on my phone.
Oh, wait, hang on.
I can't research on my phone and
would you get an extra part of brain?
Where?
Cause
yeah, so your right side of your brain controls your left arm and your left side of your brain controls your right arm.
I didn't know this.
Even it sounds like MJ Waffle, but it isn't.
No,
I didn't know that.
That's fact.
Yeah.
I really didn't know that.
Your left side is more creative.
Your left side is more logical. Your right side is more creative.
So, right side of brain. So then.
Yeah.
Left side.
So there's that thing that if when they ask someone who was left side brain dominant to draw a chair, they draw a stick, like just 5 lines.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 4 legs. When you ask the right side, they draw like a proper nice cushion.
Yeah.
Like artistic thing.
We should try this out.
But I don't know how you'd.
Yeah, we should try.
None of us are left handed.
Afterwards, we should.
Just as a side activity.
Yeah. So I still choose hand. The leg sounds useless. Anyway, next question.
What do we want? A serious one or a?
Yeah, let's go with another serious one.
Please.
None of these have been really serious so far.
I don't want to make it too serious.
Go for it.
Would you rather lose the ability to speak or to read?
Oh, those are really hard.
Oh,
you need both. Vital.
I would prefer to have both. Yes, I'm very blessed to have both.
Yeah, none of us. Well, sometimes I can't speak. Sometimes he models his.
It's a struggle. Also, reading is very difficult.
You ever had to read in class? I used to be good at that.
I used to practice.
Yeah,
I used to figure out where I was.
In front of you.
Yeah, primary school, I used to all the time.
Done. So, what would you prefer?
Oh, I don't know. This is the hard one.
Ability to speak, because then you can just learn sign language.
Yeah, but you can learn Braille. No, does Braille count as reading?
No,
that's feeling.
Yeah, as in that's what you do when you're blind.
Come on.
Yeah.
I think losing the ability to read would be easier.
No, but then
because you could get people to read to you, and you can like most things have that
and
like
then you
speech,
could be defeat,
their text to speech.
More, but you can get.
I'd back losing the ability to read because I feel like how often do you read to how much of how often do you speak?
It's more vital. Wait, can you not read? What can't you read?
As in words, I'm assuming
anything. Like, can you read directions
words,
on a map?
Yeah. No.
No, but the thing is, we don't really read directions on the map. We use Google Maps.
Okay,
you could just ask the person on the train.
Yeah.
Where am I going?
Not if you lost your ability to speak. But
yeah. So that yeah. I think losing the ability to read would be more would be easier to live with.
Yeah. On a daily life, you would just
not to say
able,
that people
you'd
who
be able to function a lot more similarly to your normal day of life, yeah. losing reading than speaking.
Also, we're not trying to offend people who can't. Speak.
No, of course not. Yeah,
there are actually people that can't read.
Yeah,
they live stuff, good. Yeah. Like, yeah, they mm-hmm. live lives.
You could
to be fair,
life.
Do they, either of those are livable?
Then? Sorry,
those people. Do they go on like social media? And
if they can't read, probably not.
As in Instagram is just pictures
and captions
and cap. Well, given
and memes.
Fair enough.
Mm. With captions,
I because both are livable. You can live with
you
either.
You can live with both. Without both.
Without both, yeah. But I, for some reason, I'm leaning more towards reading.
Losing reading. Yeah.
Yeah.
You read more books than both of us.
That's true. I'm a very big reader.
That doesn't make sense for you.
What do you read?
I read, so, I remember when I was in like year 10, I read all of the Hunger Games books because I loved the Hunger Games and I thought the concept was fascinating.
Solid, yeah.
Yeah. And then I read like The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. I've read all the Harry Potter books.
Classic.
But I think one of my favorite books is it's probably The Hunger Games. But also there's And the Mountains Echoed and A Thousand Splendid Suns. Yeah, those are really like emotional books.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of emotional books.
No,
just like my detective books.
No, I like emotional books. What kind of detective books?
Like, you know, the Agatha Christie ones.
Agatha Christie is good.
She's what's good that one I read recently? It was about those, like, a certain amount, 8 people go onto an island and one of them's actually a killer and they're trying to figure out
and then there were none.
That's the book. Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
They made I think the BBC made a series about that. It was a bit scary.
Yes, they did, and it wasn't very good.
Oh, I got a bit scared
the book's
watching
better.
It
the book's better.
My dad grew up reading those, like he loves
those are
so
the
much.
Books I like,
yeah,
you know, like a proper softback book that's a bit
not
in fresh condition, but you know, it's
no,
a
I
little
love
bit
those.
Worn
yeah,
that
yeah.
sort of thing. But that sort of vibe of a book, you know?
I just love books. I feel like the new, fresh, like, book is just amazing. Like, the feeling of the paper and everything. Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when you first bend the spine to, like, get into comfort, mm-hmm. you're, like, sitting on your bed and you just want to read.
The book knows how you want to read.
Ages. I need to get back into it.
Well, maybe you should lose the ability to read then.
So I can appreciate it.
Oh. Nah.
No.
No, but I want to read.
You want to read?
Oh, this is really deep. I really like reading.
Yeah.
Oh, but then there's like audiobooks and stuff.
Yeah,
but like it's not the same. It's not the same.
That hearing isn't involved in any of this. You can do that either way.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I really do love reading.
You have to pick one.
I like being read to.
Read to.
Yes,
that's cute.
I could probably lose the ability to read as well.
I don't want to answer
this
one.
You changed your answer.
I don't want to answer.
Because you was very set on reader.
I was really
set. He was very set.
I love how I brought.
I'm set on losing the ability to read
as well.
I brought
books, and then he changed his mind.
I read the things I love. Like I remember, during my like GCSEs, my friend told me about the Cherub series. Have you guys read the Cherub
that
books?
Sounds something.
It was about like kids
popular.
Spies.
Never read it.
Okay.
And I just remember they were the most interesting books I've ever read in my life. Because it's about like kids our age who are like secret spies and they had like such different lives.
How accurate do you think you picture the descriptions of books?
So I have a very like wide imagination.
Yeah, but do you think how accurate do you think you are?
No,
to what the author
says, I think I'm quite different because I like to add a lot more things.
Oh.
Like I like to give them like slightly different facial features or like make them like slightly taller.
Slightly different.
But I do have like a quite wide, so I like to change, like I really enjoy reading because it's your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like you can give the characters accents and stuff.
But there's audiobooks.
But the audiobooks is someone else reading it to you and they put their own accent. I don't like that.
Their
That's true. I don't like that.
Oh, I really don't want to answer this question.
You have to pick one. Just pick one. Go.
Pick speak.
Okay. Three,
no, because
two,
I...
One, pick. Clearly you chose can't speak.
All right, I'll choose I can't speak.
Can't speak. And me and Rosa were going with Reed, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
All right, I'll just learn sign language.
You can just learn sign language. All right. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll just talk to you.
I hate you.
You can hear me, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Would you rather kiss a cobra or a jellyfish?
Holy... Oh, my God. I'd kiss a cobra.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like there's...
That's dangerous, though.
Is there consent, though?
It's a very important question. You've got to.
Wait, but isn't, like... like the jellyfish would like sting you, and then like you need someone to pee on you. Yeah. And then,
oh no!
It's a bit of an awkward situation. It's a bit.
Oh no!
But like cobra can like bite your face off and like poison. Cobra's poisonous.
Can heal and
cobra's a poisonous though.
Yeah, 100%.
Listen, can I just not do either? I don't like animals.
Cobra. Not all snakes are poisonous.
Cobras. He specifically said cobra.
A cobra. The reason they say cobras. Cobras are the ones that stand up, right? Snakes are.
They're like the snake charmer ones.
There's lots of... I swear there's more than one type of cobra.
There's a king cobra.
Probably, but I'm pretty sure they're all, most of them are poisonous.
I don't know.
Well, let's just say king cobra, which I'm...
You know what? I'm going to just stay away from animals. It's okay.
You have to kiss one. Which would you like to kiss?
Can I have like a glass wall in front of me as I do it?
No.
Doesn't count then, does it?
Yeah.
You're not actually doing it.
Wait, let me read it again. No, there's no glass wall option.
Well, damn. I feel like... Is there like an antidote for cobra venom?
Yeah.
You just got to do it and deal with what comes after. But I don't think any of us are bothered by the action of doing it because you have to do one. It's more the consequences of it.
Which one would hurt less?
See, a cobra, I feel like is more unpredictable. It could just attack you. It could just not do anything. You know?
Yeah,
can you be faster than a cobra, do you think?
Nah.
No. Cobras are bare fast.
They're vipers, bro. Well, they're not. They're cobras, but...
Yeah, exactly.
But they're viper fast.
Snakes coming at me with a kiss. Nah.
Worst hope.
Okay, the jellyfish isn't necessarily stinging you on the lips, though, as well.
A jellyfish doesn't... Now, don't get mad at me if I say this wrong.
Wait. Neither of the animals have to be alive at the time.
Oh, he's found a loophole.
That's not a new question. You can't change the question now.
I'm changing the question.
Nope.
It's written on a Word document, and I've just written in an alive.
Listen, he's such a liar. He has not moved his hand.
Nah, of course I have. It's written there now. They have to be alive.
Well, I'll kill them both, and then I'll kiss them.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go for a jellyfish.
I would. Yeah, okay, fine.
Because jellyfish, not all of them sting you. It's only the tentacles.
Kiss the top.
You kiss the top. Yeah, but, and they don't have working brains.
Huh?
That's
jellyfish
true.
Jellyfish don't have like a proper brain that we do. Like,
but their mouth is anything. Also their anus.
Oh.
Or was that turtles? I don't know.
The turtles breathe through their butts. That's different.
No, but I'm pretty sure jellyfish have one.
Then I can just wait. If you can kiss the top part of the jellyfish, then
then you can kiss the bottom part.
The tail of the snake.
I guess not. Then you can't. You have to kiss.
Kiss what?
I don't know. They're not normal creatures.
Exactly.
They don't have mouths.
The head of the cobra.
Really?
Because then it can't see me.
This question is dumb.
No, they see forward, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so if I kiss the back of the head.
But then I can just kiss the tail. Because all connected. If you think about it, it's one long skin.
We're really breaking this question apart.
Because we don't really want to do it. Okay.
Say you have to kiss the...
I think the answer's pretty obvious.
Jellyfish. Yeah.
Because a jellyfish isn't going to do anything to you if you kiss it. A cobra might hit you and strike you.
What do you think, Russell?
You could get stung, though.
It's not that deep if you get stung by a jellyfish.
But also, the thing is, you're not necessarily getting stung on the lips as well. Yeah. So no one needs to pee on your face. That's your worry, being peed on.
Peed on the face or have to have... Like, you get poisoned by a cobra.
Also, like, the cobra could, like, rip part of your skin off with it.
I think it's an obvious answer, bro. I don't know.
And you know what? You can just, like, shower for 5 consecutive days. Yeah. It's okay. I would choose jellyfish.
I agree with the jellyfish.
What's that?
You're going to go for the cobra, bro.
That's a bit of a weird one.
There are antidotes for poisons.
But it's not just going to poison you. It'll cling onto you.
I assume it's going to hurt a lot more than a jellyfish thing as well.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Okay.
People get stung by jellyfish all the time.
You've watched Jason been bit by a...
Yeah, and it does not look fun.
Yeah, because... But after that, I'm pretty sure it was just like...
I've seen someone get bit by a snake.
The thing is, like, you don't know how long the cobra is going to stay attached.
That's what I'm saying. They're more unpredictable.
They're bare long.
Because if you're that close to it and it goes for you, it's not just going to hit you and move away. It could just cling on to you.
Jellyfish is the obvious answer, bro. Yeah, after really the obvious discussion, I agree. Jellyfish.
But go on.
If logically,
you
it's cobra, jellyfish. You take it. I'm going with jellyfish.
You're okay,
going
cool. with jellyfish as well.
Next question.
Next question.
I think we spent too long on that.
It's all about the debate.
I'm annoyed you took away my loopholes, though.
Yeah, of course. That's a good host, that is.
Go for it.
Would you rather immediately projectile vomit every time you heard someone say the word potato?
Nasty.
Or
projectile vomit every time you saw a squirrel in real life or in picture or video?
So around where I live, we get so many squirrels in our garden.
So you get squirrels in your garden?
Yeah. All right. So literally every day I wake up, I open my curtains, there is a squirrel outside.
Okay. But there was a massive tree in your garden.
My garden is like a fairly decent size, but there's like a massive like forest next to it. Mm-hmm. So I get bare squirrels and birds and everything like that.
Squirrels.
So I would see squirrels. A squirrel every day when I wake up, majority throughout my day if I'm at home. I'd be throwing up a lot.
This question begs the question. Projectile. Which one you see more, squirrels or hear the word potato?
As an infinite,
let me throw a spanner in the works. If you vomit every time you say the word potato, maybe I'll just start saying the word potato.
Maybe I'd kill you first.
You can't control one.
You have to choose something as well. Yeah, so what if you also choose potato?
But you can't control squirrels.
I can show you a picture of a squirrel. That is something you said.
I did say that. That's not even in the brackets. That's in the main question.
we'd have our backgrounds as squirrels, and you'd be like,
yeah. But the thing is, if I think of the word potato or say the word potato, do I still projectile vomit?
No. If when you hear someone say the word potato,
only when I hear it. So yeah. If I read or anything,
that'd be
it's fine.
Funny thing
or if
for
I see
your
a
friend
potato.
To have. If your friend had this condition where every time someone said potato. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is,
you think he just didn't like potatoes?
That would be hilarious.
No, but also you try hide it as much as you possibly could.
Yeah, but then someone would say potato by accident and it would just occur.
You'd be like, listen, I have food poisoning.
It's exactly. Not. It's not like
a... What would be funny is gross. You're in a fight, yeah, that's cool, and someone says potato and it just vomits all over you.
That's so gross.
You back gross, him.
But also, vomiting really hurts. Like, it hurts me inside.
It's not a nice experience.
But you'd win the fight.
But
yeah, your friend's like trying to back you. He's like, oh, what can I do to help? Just start shouting potato, potato.
But think,
oh,
that would hurt. That inside. Many people shout potato at the same time, you'd like, die.
You'd zoom off.
You'd be so skinny. You'd have no... Oh,
I think
potato
would. It would hurt.
I do think potato.
I think squirrel.
Why?
I don't know now, actually.
I would hear the word potato and people could abuse me with the word potato more than the word than squirrel.
You know what? I'm just going to go blind.
Seeing a squirrel. You're gonna go blind.
I'm gonna go blind. I'll sacrifice the sight.
And you choose squirrel then?
Yeah.
Or you just move into the city and you'd never see anyone.
No, but you still see squirrels.
Where?
In the city. They go on the trains, I'm sure.
No, squirrels? Pigeons go on the trains.
Intelligent creatures. Not really. But
I don't know. To be honest,
what are you going for, Rosa?
Potato.
I'm going to
potato.
Move back to Saudi and never see a squirrel again in my life.
A squirrel? He does say squirrel.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
How
squirrel.
Are you
squirrel.
It's, squirrel.
Oh, am I saying weird?
There's two R's in
squirrel.
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 Squirrel. Squirrel. Squirrel.
Okay. Squirrel. Let's move on then.
Squirrel. Oh, you made it really self-conscious.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
How do you guys
the
say
the word should be let squirrel.
It's squirrel. 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 I don't know.
Squirrel.
Who? Let us know how you guys say it.
Yeah, please do.
Tweet us.
They'll type it and we'll be like, well, which one do you mean? okay. Live in the Harry Potter universe.
Ooh. Wait.
As a wizard, obviously.
Wait. Pre or post Voldemort?
No, just in the universe.
It can be involved. You can be involved in that if you want. You're not going to die.
Okay. Good to know.
Or in the Pokemon universe.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Really?
Pokemon sucks.
In comparison to Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Pokemon in general, but living in the universe would be quite cool.
Why would you want to run around catching Pokemon?
You can do whatever you want. It's a normal life, but just with Pokemon.
Yeah, but you'd be able to, like, flick your wand and your As laundry in, would be done.
My dream, though, is to be part of the Harry Potter universe.
Literally.
I've always wanted...
God. It was a bad question to ask him.
When I was going to secondary school, I really thought that, like, you'd get a letter.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah.
I used to think I didn't get one. I used to think Hogwarts is a real place, like a castle in Wales or something. But it's not real.
I think it's in Scotland.
It's not real.
Nope.
Is it not?
Hogwarts. No. Have you never been to the Warner Brothers?
It's a model, bro.
Oh, genuinely.
You know those aerial shots?
Yeah, it's just CGI.
No, that's a model.
Oh, matting. Okay.
But also, I didn't grow up with Pokemon at all.
Yeah, yeah, neither did I. I just feel like that would be such a sick universe to live in.
No, I choose Harry Potter.
No, I'm going to go Pokemon, man.
But also, I really just want to meet Draco Malfoy.
Wait, why? Narnia.
Narnia's a good one.
What is in Narnia?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah, Aslan. There's no guarantee.
But you know what? I grew up being called Aslan because a lot of people couldn't say my name. So Aslan is like part of me. Aslan, Asgard.
Aslan was the coolest lion out there.
But you're not guaranteed powers in the Narnia universe.
That's true.
No, we could guarantee some powers.
Who has powers in the Narnia universe?
Someone.
Yeah, they don't have
one person. One dude.
Oh, they don't.
The lion can speak.
The lion can speak.
But he vanishes.
I think he comes back, doesn't he?
He does some mad witchcraft.
He doesn't come back. He comes back to life, but then he goes away.
Yeah. Oh. There's the witch in the first one, the ice lady.
Yeah.
She's a bit scary.
You're not guaranteed powers, though. You might just be one of the grunts that run into battle and die straight away.
Yeah, no, I would still choose Harry Potter. Yeah. Do you know why I even consider Narnia? It'd be a cool universe, but it's not as cool as Harry Potter.
I don't think Harry Potter is hard to be.
Am I guaranteed to be a wizard?
Yeah.
See, that's a brackets question. I'm not sure.
If I'm a muggle, then hell no.
Yeah, then it's boring.
Like in...
then Narnia, straight away, mate.
Like in Fantastic Beasts, where... What's his name?
Oh, I feel really bad for that guy. I forget his name.
Oh, what's poor guy, yeah. I don't know. He looks like a Dudley, but it's not Dudley.
He's not Dudley. He's better... Dudley was a bad guy. Yeah, not like Dudley. Nice guy,
Dudley's annoyed me so much. Like, there was... Petunia...
Aunt Petunia. Petunia. And Uncle Vernon.
Uncle Vernon.
The kid annoyed me most. I love how, like, after The Prisoner of Azkaban.
I love that movie.
And the Vernon become like a bad man.
Yeah.
It was weird to watch.
Really?
Like Harry's on the swings and he's like, "Who's Cedric, your boyfriend?"
Oh.
No, that wasn't The Prisoner of Azkaban. That was The Order of the Phoenix.
No, he's right. It is. Prisoner of Azkaban.
No,
yeah, because the Dementor comes.
But Cedric doesn't die then.
No, that's Goblet of Fire.
Cedric dies in the Goblet of Fire. The Prisoner of Azkaban is.
That's the reason that woman came.
Yeah.
Umbridge. Because there was activity outside or something.
Yeah, yeah, because Cedric dies in the fourth one.
Yeah.
Prisoner of Azkaban is the third one.
Oh.
You're speaking to a Harry Potter expert, really.
Yeah.
Also,
wait. I have a question.
Mm.
Who's your favorite Harry Potter character?
Oh. Favorite.
I have quite a few.
Are we allowed to be one of the three?
This one.
Are we allowed to be one of the three?
Yeah, anyone. It's just who you like the most, to be honest.
Who do I like the most?
Sean.
Who's Sean?
Oh, him, the
the guy from Manchester.
Something, wanting to run. He's got a really heavy Irish accent.
Yeah. Actually, that's
turn this water into room.
Oh, him! Oh, yeah, I do know him. I remember
him. He's not a big... He's relevant, though.
Yeah, I know.
Don't know why he picked...
I just pulled him out of the net.
I pick George.
George is a good character.
He's a good character.
But then if you choose George, you have to choose Fred
Which one died?
Fred died.
And then one died, one lost, is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
That was emotional. So, do you want me to go for mine?
Oh! Mad-Eye, he's my favourite.
Mad-Eye Moody.
Mad-Eye's my favourite.
Mad-Eye Moody. He's a good character. Yeah,
he's a great character. Just not.
He's what a lad.
What a lad?
Mad-Eye Moody.
Hagrid's a lad, mate.
He's all right.
He's not my favourite, though.
Right.
Okay, so there's three that when people say
right,
Harry Potter...
buckle in, people.
As soon as they say Harry Potter, I think of these characters. The first one is Sirius Black. I love Sirius Black.
Very good character.
The Prisoner of Azkaban is... probably is my favorite book, definitely.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if it's my favorite movie. Then there's Bellatrix.
Whoa, you like her?
So even though she's a Death Eater,
yeah,
and she almost killed Sirius.
Yeah,
I think she's so cool.
I wouldn't say she's my favorite. By
she's
any
one
means,
of my favorite
by any means.
But like she's my favorite Death Eater as well, and like the whole, I really like her.
Okay.
And then we have a controversial character, but I really like Draco.
No, I like him as well.
What?
I really like Draco.
What are you on about?
He's nice. He's not a nice
If I was
guy,
to ever
like...
pick a controversial character, it would be Snape.
Snape is, no, Snape is a top class character.
Like, exactly.
He's everyone loves Snape. If you don't love Snape, you're not a Harry Potter fan.
I mean, throughout the whole thing, you think he's a Death Eater, though?
No, Harry's he is.
Kid's name.
No, he's not.
Was named after Snape.
He's a Death Eater throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, so throughout the whole thing, you think he's a Death Eater until you find out the truth. Then he becomes like.
No, but from day one, you love him.
What?
Day one, you love
I
him.
I hated him. He was annoying.
No, as a character.
I always love Snape.
You love Snape as a character.
He's not a good just character. That guy, innit? You know, Snape.
Yeah, Snape.
Okay. That's Snape. That's not
there is Snape.
Dumbledore. Snape.
Oh my god.
You don't know what we're talking about. Okay.
Snape was
just
a great
stay in
character.
The lost because we're not going to explain it to you.
Snape was a great character.
He was.
Or you could pick
Remus? I liked him.
I was.
He's not a. Lupin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say Lupin.
He's nice.
He's not a great character. He's like.
He's 80. He's not S, but he's A.
No, he's not
A.
He's like C.
Eh?
He's like a tier character.
I will not accept any lower than B.
Why? But he was only in there for like.
He's a nice guy.
But he doesn't have like any purpose. No wrong.
He died at the end, didn't he? With his wife.
No,
I don't think he died. Did he die? I don't remember.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, both of them died. Him and his wife. They both died.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't they have a kid as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a kid.
That was sad.
And you know what?
He was like, to Harry, I'll tell him our story or whatever.
You know who's a really, really good character? Mrs. Weasley.
She's a good character, especially at the end.
She's really funny. Yeah. I really enjoy her.
Not my daughter, you.
Profanity.
She kills Bellatrix, though.
Yeah, she does. You got a bit of a...
No, so my Sirius Black, number one. Always been number S-tier. One.
Yeah, agree with that.
Number two, Bellatrix kills Sirius Black.
D-tier.
Number three, Draco.
A-tier.
Bellatrix forces him to kill Dumbledore, but then doesn't.
Yeah.
I really like the weird characters.
You're just an edgy dude.
I'm an edgy dude. But the thing is, Draco is so misunderstood.
No, but I understand Draco.
What?
Wait,
I don't get Bellatrix.
Have you guys seen the play or read the play script, The Cursed Child?
Nope.
No.
So I went to go watch it recently. Mm-hmm. And I read the book as soon as it came out. And I love it so much. And I love Draco as well. He's just such an amazing person.
Is he in it?
As in, it kind of it revolves around Harry's son and Draco's son.
Oh.
Yeah.
That should be an interesting movie.
No, they're never making it into a movie.
What?
Thing.
Yeah, but also you have to go see it soon because they're going to stop showing it soon.
Why?
Because it's like a West End play. Well, it's not West End or something.
It's just a play.
Oh,
it's
no.
Just, but I really, really enjoyed it.
Wow.
And the thing is, the way they do it is they have actual magic as well. So they they do Expelliarmus and there'll be a flash of light and it'll look so cool. And you're like, wow.
Oh, wow.
I have wanted to see it for a while now.
That might be interesting.
It's really good. It's really, really good.
Oh.
Sorry, what was the question?
Harry Potter or Pokemon?
Or Pokemon, yeah. I think we all set on our decisions from the get-go, though.
All right. Harry Potter.
Okay. Yeah, that's all the questions I have, guys.
You know, MG, these...
What do you mean, yay?
Yeah.
Are you happy this podcast is over? Okay, sure.
Okay, all right.
He saved it. He saved it. Okay, yeah, that's all I've got, though.
That's all you got?
As usual, all socials?
All the socials. What?
Oh, Raza. So we just recorded an outro, but Raza's mic was off.
We just recorded the outro and Raza's
no,
mic was off.
No, oh no.
He switched off.
Why did you switch off? I had a nice save as well.
Why did you switch off mid-episode? What's wrong with you?
My bad. I don't know.
Okay. Right. We'll see you guys next time.
On the Decaf Waffle.
I even linked our socials on a dead mic.